Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. The latest from Royal Blood and Trouble's coming. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's up?
I like it, man.
Yo. Folks, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your Morning Dump, Bart D.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump, Bart D, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it out.
Real quick before we get to the main stuff, just so everyone knows, it's Sloppy Joe Day today. Sloppy Joe. Ooh. Sloppy, Sloppy Joe. Yeah. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy, Sloppy Joe. Yeah. What?
Real quick.
Yep.
Did you put cheese on it?
Dude, I put cheese, I put onions, I put sour cream, I put hot sauce. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sour cream, huh? I've never tried that.
Do a little dollop of Daisy on there.
How about
this? Change your life.
Are you one of the, because every time we eat Sloppy Joes, I know, sorry, we're going to do a Sloppy Joe rant here, but Sloppy, there's Lay's, regular Lay's chips every time. And so I take the Lay's chips and I put them in the Sloppy Joe. I'm telling you, try it.
Damn, son, that does sound good. See, because you know what I have done before is I have taken the Sloppy Joe mixture and used it as a dip, but never
dip for
on,
the chip.
The dip for the chip, but I've never put the Sloppy Joe or the chip on the Sloppy Joe sandwich, which adds a nice little crunch to it, huh?
It is really the greatest combo. See, here's the thing. With the Sloppy Joe, you can never eat the whole thing without spilling it on back onto the paper plate, right? Because you don't eat Sloppy Joes on a glass plate. You don't. Porcelain, whatever they are. So what you do is you get the Lay's chips and all that extra sloppiness that lands on the plate. You use that, the chips, as like a, you know, little shovel.
Oh.
Clean plate.
You know what? We are just hacking it up. Here's another thing. Have you ever done a deconstructed Sloppy Joe? Here's what
What's
you
that?
Do. You take the both sides of the bun face up. You put it on the plate and you make almost like a biscuits and gravy type situation. But with bun and Sloppy Joe. Then you can put the accoutrements, the fixins on top, and you got yourself a nice little dish right there, a deconstructed.
Eat it with a fork, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, we're chasing.
All right.
Do you remember how great it was? There was two days in the lunch cafeteria at school that were the best days, and that was pizza day, and that was Sloppy Joe day. Oh, my God. Sloppy Joe. Yeah.
One more thing. Why is it that you can eat like 20 Sloppy Joes and it's still not be full, really? I don't know. I feel like I can eat more Sloppy Joes than I can eat any other food.
Now, do you overload your Sloppy Joe, or do you keep it kind of light? Because, like, the older I've gotten, the more I've done less overflowing-esque, you know what I mean?
Maybe but, a half inch of meat, you know?
I really want a Sloppy Joe now.
Dude, Me too.
We just spent 3 minutes talking about Sloppy Joes. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy, Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, Sloppy. All right.
Sloppy Joe, yeah.
That was good. That was a perfect way to end it. Lastly, you know what goes great with Sloppy Joe's? Wine. A nice wine. A nice bottle of Chianti.
Wash it now.
Anyway, I love this, and I've been saying this for years. All right, wine is wine. It's boozy grape juice, and I'm so sick of people saying, "Oh yes, this is the fanciest bottle. It costs $300. It's picked by virgins on hillsides of Italy."
Tastes like wine to me.
It's wine. Oh, do you taste the blueberry notes? No, I taste wine. It's all the same. Okay, wine is wine. Okay, and there was recently a study done where they took.
You're gonna piss people off.
I know. Everyone's like, "How dare you?" What? And they basically said, you can deceive people. You can take cheap wine, put an expensive label on it, and people are going to think that cheap wine is now fancy wine. And that is proven by this study. And I've been saying that for years. You take boxed wine, you take bottled wine, you take turlet wine, all right? It's all the same.
Turlet
wine is wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what is the... So do they just, what, ferment it longer?
Dude, no one knows. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, all right? You got these sommeliers.
Give me a bottle of wine.
Yeah, these sommeliers sniffing wine and swirling around in their grass. So you can tell by the color. Shut up. Drink the wine. And also,
hey,
dude,
ladies... It's not the price of the wine. It's the Xanax you're taking with it. That's what it really...
It depends on the pills. So anyway, while you're enjoying your Sloppy Joe today, go get yourself some wine, whether it's made from a turlet or it's from a fancy French vineyard. It doesn't matter. It's wine.
All right? Red teeth going.
Yeah,
know?
I love it. Drink. If it's in a can, it's good wine, all right? Well, there you go. We got Sloppy Joes and wine on your morning dump. We'll be back with more Z94. No, Rock 107.
Moron.
That's later.
Brock and Hunter.